وصلى الله وسلم على نبيه وصحبه وله إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، dear brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حياكم الله once again with the دروس of PIPI, perfect implementation of Zakah. Yesterday we had an introduction Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said there is no zakah except when the there is no zakah for harvest except when it reaches the amount of khamsat awsuq. And we said that khamsat awsuq is prolar, these are five awsuq, and awsuq is prolar of whisk, and the whisk equals 60 sa' of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Again, now whisk and sa' are methods of weighing at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the whisk is 60 sa'. And it equals, and each saw equals 2.4 whisk. The one sa' is 2.4 whisk. And that is 122 grams. Multiplied by 5, this makes 6,100 120 grams divided by 1000, which is the kilogram, that is 612 kilograms. Yesterday we talked about the definition of zakah, the importance of zakah, the wisdom of giving out zakah, and the amount of zakah. Hold a second, please. So we talked about these issues, and we talked about the nisab, or the amount of money that you reach it, then you got to give out zakah. We talked about some kind of or the qualities of things that you have to give zakah for once you reach the nisab, and we said that it is the gold, silver, on whatsoever form they are, regardless if it is jewelry that a woman uses, or it is in other things, whether but the important is that the person owns it. Owns this money, or this gold, or this silver, and as we said that it does not make any difference, or silver, or if it is bars of gold, regardless what form it is upon. But the one has to give out the car for. And also in business. And in business we have two different ways. Well, we're going to talk about each one, inshallah, in separate. But we have two things of business. Business that you rent, like a building that you rent, or a taxi, a car that you rent a car, like that. This you don't give the car on the cost of the business, like the cost of the building or the taxi or whatsoever. Even if you have plenty of them, but you give zakah for the income, if you hold it for one complete year. But if you work in business of buying and selling lands or buildings or cars, then every year you have to give zakah on the total price of all what you own of this kind of and also one has to give out zakah on harvest. If you are a farmer or you own a farm, whatever you got from it, if it reaches five awsuq, then you have to give out, you said, six 112 kilograms. Yeah, with it together or yani separate, I mean whether together at the time 612 kilograms or it give the harvest on separate times, still you have to give out zakah on that. But again, the qualities of harvest, what kind of things that you have to give zakah for, this we also going to talk about more deeply inshallah in the coming days. You also give out zakah for what we call in Arabic Bahimat al-An'am. Bahimat al-An'am is the animals the like of camels, cows, sheep and goats. Other than that, you only give out zakah if you are doing business of selling them. And inshallah, when we come to these things, we're gonna give more emphasis and explain more about them inshallah. And as I said, the zakah lectures not to just rush on one or two and then get lost, because zakah is a matter that we need to be more specific on this issue inshallah, and more clear. The thing that we did not talk about yesterday is the ulama, as what they absorbed from the evidences of Quran and Sunnah. Islam, so if the person has to be Muslim, and if for example, embrace Islam today, should we tell him to give out zakah for the past year? Or past years, to give out zakah for the past year? Mutanakiba says no. DK Sadiq, no. Binti Hashim, no. Salafi Yun, no. Where are you people? 8, 9, only 9 out of 20, not even half. Nothing is due before the Shahada. This rich Kabir declared the Shahada last week. But he's been rich now for about 20 years. What's the ruling then? I'm generous, I'm giving you all that I have. Why you are so greedy? You don't want to give out. Tell me, guys, I got 19 in the room, but I got only 9 answers. And I said, Binti, I said, he is a Muslim now for a week. Now, I'm asking, KD Sadiq, you're asking me what I'm asking. If he became a Muslim, he will wait for 1 year, then measure the nisab. That's the exact answer, mutanaqiba. That's the exact answer. As well as, that's before that. Not before that. So whatsoever happened before that, it's forgiven. It's forgiven. Because he wasn't in a state of obligation that then. So Islam, after a person still reaches, until if he completes a one full year after being Muslim, then we ask him, now, Mr. Muslim, you have now completed one full year in Islam, your wealth. He cannot then say, no, I did not used to give it when I was on my old religion. Say, well, that was there. He has to give it then. The second condition now, if the owner of this slave is rich and he said, okay, I will put all my wealth in your name so I get rid of the car, I don't want to give the car, we said ownership of the poor slave, then he does not give out the car. And this is the justice of Islam. This is the justice of kul nisab. You have to own full ownership, complete ownership of the nisab. And nisab is the amount of wealth that if you reach it, you have to give out zakah. And this is going to be explained on. The fourth is the complete ownership, by the meaning that if you have a company and you have, let's say, 1/10 You got no, it's not obligatory, Abu Nid, to give out zakah. But the company individual. Now we're going to come to each one of them, inshallah. This will be clear when we talk about the stocks, because stocks and merchandise, inshallah, we're going to speak up. And each person's share does not reach the nisab. Okay? But the total reaches the nisab. Now, we cannot claim someone himself individually to give out the zakat. That's generally, but specifically, we're going to come to it, inshallah, when we talk especially about the stocks. Because this is what most important to the people of today. The fifth condition is that the hawl, something we call hawl. Hawl in Arabic is a complete year of zakah. That is the hawl. Hawl. And in hawl in Arabic means hawlaini kamilaini, two complete years. So hawl is a complete year. So it is a condition for one to give out zakah as obligatory to have a complete year with ownership of that merchandise or that property or whatsoever. So if it doesn't reach a year, then we don't ask him to give out the zakah. Was that clear, ikhwan? Was that enough for today? I know that I began late, and last night we did not have a class, but I would just excuse to go and prepare the khutbah for today, as it is very important issue, and I don't want to give a or incomplete khutbah about this subject, which is defending Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it is inshallah going to be an emphasis of or putting the spot on some things that the kuffar do not know about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's why some of them is criticizing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and mocking to him. May Allah ta'ala protect us all from falling into the shirk, and keep us all on tawheed and sunnah, and increase our iman and knowledge, and bless ourselves wealth, deeds, and families. Wallahu a'lam, wa sallallahu sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. Broadcasting the three khutbah might be a little bit difficult, but I will try to broadcast my khutbah, inshallah, live, and the other two maybe we play them sometime, inshallah, late when I come back from Medina. As you know that I'm flying to Medina and driving back the same day, driving my family back. Allah a'lam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.